Welcome to the ASC podcast, Cytopath Pod. Join special guests to highlight ASC activities in cytopathology education, advocacy, and research.
Good afternoon. I'm Uma Krishnamurthy, a faculty at Yale University. I'm a member of the ASC Bulletin and Cytopath Podcast Editorial Board. Today, we will be talking about the partnership of the American Society of Cytopathology with BioVentures for Global Health, BVGH in short. And this partnership of the American Society of Cytopathology and BVGH is seeking representatives who will serve as ambassadors and liaisons between the two organizations, helping to foster international knowledge exchange around cytopathology. And these individuals will get opportunities to engage with BVGH's broad network of pathologists across the African continent.
Hi, my name is Sarah Sprinkle, and I'm the Vice Chair for the ASC Bulletin and Cytopath Pod Editorial Board. I'm also the Education Coordinator and Assistant Professor with the University of Nebraska Medical Center Diagnostic Cytology Program. The 2024 ASC BVGH Global Health Ambassador Team will represent the ASC as the primary liaison to providing educational resources to our African pathologist colleagues on the BVGH platform during the 2024 calendar year. Over the course of 2023, the ASC BVGH Global Health Ambassadors designed cytopathology-specific content for cytopathologists across the African continent, including monthly seminars and case discussions. They have successfully fostered international knowledge exchange and look forward to mentoring the next ASC BVGH Global Health Ambassadors.
I now request Ashley Sensky from BVGH to introduce herself.
Hi, my name is Ashley Sensky, and I'm a program manager here at BioVentures for Global Health, and I coordinate our partnership with the American Society for Cytopathology and the ambassadorship. Thank you for having me.
I now request Dr. Yildiz, who is an ASC ambassador for this program, to introduce herself.
Hello, everyone. I'm a pathologist at VA Connecticut Healthcare System and an assistant professor at Yale School of Medicine and an affiliated faculty at Yale Institute for Global Health. And I'm one of the Global Health Ambassadors for the BVGH and ASC collaboration this year. Thank you for having me.
I now request Dr. Aisha Fatima Beg to introduce herself.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Aisha Beg, cytopathologist and anatomical pathologist in Calgary, University of Calgary, Canada, and also the ambassador for ASC BVGH. Very happy to be here, and thank you for inviting. And I'm also one of the instructors for the ASC Crash Course.
I thank all of you for participating in this podcast. And I now request Ashley Sensky at BVGS to share more about when was this organization formed and what is its main mission?
Thank you. So BioVentures for Global Health, or BVGH, was founded in 2014, but our work in the cancer space didn't really begin until 2017. So as an organization, we are a nonprofit dedicated to solving global health issues by forming connections between people, resources, and ideas. Currently, cancer kills more Africans than malaria. And despite the high burden of cancer in Africa, progress on cancer control still really lags, especially behind that of high-income countries. And while there are a lot of factors that contribute to this, I think the most important for today's discussion is diagnostic pathology. So like I said, in 2017, BVGH launched the African Access Initiative, or AAI, as we call it. And this program was launched to directly address the cancer crisis in Africa with four strategic pillars. So we established sustainable access to cancer medicines and technologies, built clinical oncology capacity through programs like this one. We're working to address the cancer data gap in Africa through clinical trials and expanding awareness of cancer in Africa as well. And we currently work in 8 countries on the continent, so Nigeria, Kenya, Cote d'Ivoire, Senegal, Cameroon, Rwanda, Tanzania, and Lesotho.
That's impressive.
Thank you.
Well, can somebody open up and share with us a little more about the partnership between BBGH and the American Society of Cytopathology?
Yeah, I can go ahead and start, and then I'll let our two ambassadors add on as they see fit. So in 2020, a little bit before I started at BBGH, we launched a virtual mentorship platform focused on pathology. And this platform is a private group that enables participants to engage in knowledge exchange with fellow pathologists really around the globe at this point, but primarily based in Africa or North America. And we invite members, whether they be from a high-income country or a low-income country, to post interesting case discussions or ask questions. And right now we have about 800 pathologists on that platform. So in 2022, we teamed up with ASC to launch this ambassadorship program, really aimed at supporting our pathology network in their cytology education. So the ambassadors are responsible for, first of all, just liaising between BBGH and ASC, but more importantly, as has been mentioned, they coordinate cytology-related content on the platform and help engage our platform members and improve their knowledge around cytology topics.
If Dr. Baig and Dr. Yildiz could shed light on what is the role of the ASC ambassadors in this partnership, how does a person get involved? What's the time commitment?
Yeah, I can go ahead with that, and others can contribute if they, you know, feel like. Yeah, so in terms of the roles, first of all, as we already have heard that in this podcast, that the main role is to be the liaison between the ASC and BBGH, and also to foster. Foster, share, exchange cyto-related knowledge over the BBGH platforms and thus engage with the BBGH's broad network of pathologists that are representing or are from across like the African continents that are part of the BBGH. The important and a very big part of this ambassador role was to formulate a curriculum of seminar series that had to run from 2023 till 2024 and included all kind of important high yield topics in cytopathology that are very important to cover over this time period, over a time period of like 4 weekly or like, you know, 6 weekly, through virtual presentations given by the two ambassadors, but also by guest speakers, followed by a Q&A session and stuff. And other duties, goals that included was, in terms, there's the virtual platform of BBGH for the African Access Initiative, the workplace where ambassadors can post content, resources, answer questions, connect with the members, and also like share free educational resources like, you know, articles from free access journals or YouTubes and stuff, or like promote conferences, scholarships, or any kind of other scholarship opportunities for those members so they can participate on those other educational resources that are available, not just in cyto, but also in pathology. Other thing that we're going to be talking about later, but it also, one of the goal was to also promote more and more members to join in terms of like speakers, and also to promote and encourage other future ambassadors to join and, you know, like replace me or whoever in the future as well. And
So for this partnership, is most of the work, I mean, how do you all communicate with each other? Do you travel? Is there an annual meeting with BBGH, or is it all virtual, or do you all during the annual AAC meeting?
So yeah, in terms of like, I also wanted to answer the time commitment thing. So in terms of the time commitment for people who are interested in becoming the ambassador, it is not as much. as much time commitment as you think. Yes, you do have to prepare the presentation that you have selected or volunteered for, and everybody differs based on like how much time they take for that. In terms of posting material, first of all, I want to say the team is very flexible, very understanding, and the attendees, the members, the people who attend the talks are very welcoming and very accommodating, because things happen, and like to have such a flexible team is so good. That's why I really, really encourage that, you know, don't hesitate and feel free to join and be an ambassador for the future, because it's quite flexible. In terms of the communication, the same thing. Emails are very good. We communicate through email, but also their regular meeting, which are very flexible. And also, like, you know, on a voluntary basis, the schedule is done and things are being discussed for sure. Yeah, definitely. So it's a very flexible, accommodating platform, I would say.
Thank you.
Thank you for that description. So what other types of accomplishments would you say has been progressed since the inception of this partnership?
I can go ahead and take that one if you guys want. So in 2023 and in this year as well, the AFC ambassadors, in partnership with myself and input from all of our platform members, coordinated monthly seminar series focusing on various psychology topics, as Aisha mentioned. And I think what's really cool is they've taken into account very direct feedback from our platform members on their needs and what they would like to learn. And that's a continuous discussion with our network and ongoing in development. And then they have also, you know, posted and engaged on various case discussions on the platform to promote knowledge exchange. I know Dr. Yildiz has a post with, I think, almost 45 comments on it for a cytopathology case. So it's been really exciting to watch them engage with the network that way as well.
Great. So what are the specific goals for this partnership for this year, 2024?
So like I mentioned, one of our goals is to launch that or conduct that monthly seminar series, which launched last week. We also hope to post more interesting case discussions to support our African partners in posting their own case discussions. We know this is a barrier, and that sometimes just some support is all that's necessary to get that confidence to post those case discussions. So we'll be working on that as well. And then, of course, we're also looking to onboard two new ASC ambassadors to continue this program well into the future and begin engaging with our network.
Yeah, and so we have planned 8 cytology seminars on a variety of topics for this year. And the talks will be given on Zoom by media and invited lecturers from the US and Canada. We will be covering topics like cytology, lab management, introduction to molecular cytopathology, respiratory exfoliative cytology, fine needle aspiration cytology of breast, cytologic diagnosis of lymphoproliferative disorders, thyroid gland FNAs, salivary gland FNAs, and bile duct pancreas FNAs. And Aisha and I, as the ambassadors, will also be posting interesting cytology cases on the platform, somewhat in an unknown format, and lead the discussion towards the diagnosis. I also post newly published relevant articles, inform the platform members of free online learning activities available, invite to submit abstracts to upcoming pathology meetings, and offer help to write up abstracts. Overall, the goal is to provide them with as many tools as possible for the challenges they face while practicing. On a final note, I think in the near future, integrating digital cytology platform activities could be a goal.
Thank you.
I heard there were some barriers, but what other challenges have you all faced in this partnership? Or are there anything else that you foresee in the future needing to overcome?
I think there's a lot of challenges when you work in low-income settings, for sure. And that's, I think Aisha mentioned, you know, just kind of rolling with any issues that come up, whether it be internet connections or kind of a lack of resources. So slide scanners are something that's not very common on the African continent. So that can be a barrier to mentorship. But I think our main barrier this year is just finding those new recruits for the upcoming year to get this program going. So I'll let Aisha and Dr. Yildiz add on to that if they like.
So yeah, exactly. Yeah, so totally agree. Getting new ambassadors who are passionate about it, and more but cytopathologists, pathologists across the world to get interested in this, in this platform and get involved and have like future ambassadors ready. It's the main goal so that this keeps going on and gets bigger and bigger, because it's just such a great opportunity for ASC to be connected with BVGH, because BVGH has been doing this. We already have a platform, connections, members. So I feel like it should just continue. And with time, more and more improvement is going to come in terms of the, and with that, we're just hoping that we're also like increasing the diagnostic cyto and pathology capacity of those African countries as well. That's like something very important as well.
Can I ask about time meeting? Like when you meet synchronously, what kind of time do you meet with to accommodate everybody's time zones?
So when it's just us kind of during the day, we'll have kind of periodic, probably about quarterly meetings, just the three or four of us. And then for the seminar series, those are typically in the morning Pacific time, early afternoon East Coast. And then that'll be evening time just after work for most of our African participants.
I just want to add the administrative team, and Ashley and everybody else. I'm not in the, they're involved in this whole thing, are being a superhero, especially Ashley, collaborating all the time zones is just such, because I think the most off in mountain time. So yeah, she's the superhero right now.
Thank you.
I think that the challenge has been maybe getting the word out, and this podcast will help us to get the word out to more people, because it's such a gratifying experience, and the interaction, even though it's just virtual, it's still great, and there is such a great feeling of connection. And as I said, the way it's appreciated and how it's perceived, it's really great. So it's not that much of an extra work compared to the gratifying experience you are getting.
This kind of connects with the next question, which I would like each one of to share your comments. What makes you passionate about your role as an ASC ambassador? And Ashley, what makes you passionate about your role at BVGH? And please feel free to share any personal stories or something in that context.
There is a growing cancer crisis in Africa, and much of Africa lacks sufficient diagnostic pathology capacity to accurately diagnose and stage cancers to ensure appropriate treatment. And innovative and collaborative solutions and continued advocacy remain critically important. I believe BVGH and ASC ambassador role offer the needed innovation, collaboration, and advocacy. That is why I'm passionate about it. Furthermore, cytopathology has the potential to be a great solution to many challenges in resource-constrained settings. And hence, the capacity-building efforts in cytopathology holds a great promise. On a personal note, I have always wanted to do meaningful and impactful work and serving the big picture, and I'm really thrilled to have an opportunity to realize these goals. And as I mentioned before, the appreciation and the perception has been truly gratifying, and I really enjoyed the connection with the community.
Great.
Yeah. So, in terms of passion, I've always been passionate about global health. And since I was young, I have been volunteering and traveling and got exposed to resource limited and countries, environment, but also to medical centers. So, for example, while doing med school, I had seen someone in a resource limited area where someone had to sell their goat so that they can afford a diagnostics test for a kid. Or there are so many countries who can't even afford basic immunohistochemistry that we require in pathology or cytopathology. But I always believe that limitations are everywhere, even in the most, resourceful countries. It's always how we deal with it. Also, in terms of BVGH and ASC are those platforms which are kind of giving, you know, are nourishing my passion of Cyto and of global health, and also to educate and be able to mentor, hopefully, in those countries and stuff, and make some difference. Because, for example, when I was doing my residency in pathology, one of my friend, childhood friend, was also doing a residency in pathology in a resource limited country. And she didn't have access to any of the journals that I did. And I didn't realize that, oh, it's such a big difference, because I had access to that knowledge that she did not. And I like, because I feel like, so this is something that you can only understand when you get to know those situations. And with that, in terms of my future associate, like goals with like, and hopefully I continue to be associated with BBGH ASC in future, is that I would love to be on the ground in those countries and be able to like practically see the ground realities and be like, you know, able to actually make more of a difference then. So these are like, platforms like BBGH, ASC, and other like organizations that are trying to make these education, especially cytopathology, which is very limited already, to have it more and more open and accessible for those resource limited areas.
Thank you, guys. I think what makes me the most passionate about this job and about what I do, I get to do every day, is that I get to help people, which has always been my goal ever since I was young. And over the past 3 years, it's been really, really great to just see even things that we think are small and we wish we could do more, just the amazing impact that they have on the ground. But I think, like, most importantly, it's just meeting people all over the world that are very, very passionate about doing the best that they can and making a difference and improving the world around them. It's been very, very inspiring and wonderful to see the past about 3 years now at BBGH.
Thank you for sharing your personal stories. So how can the ASC members, you know, all levels of our members, whether that be pathologists, cytologists, students, or staff, how can they participate in this partnership? Or is there a call to action for any of these groups?
Yeah, so I think that there's two things. First, anyone who is interested in engaging with a global pathology community and joining our virtual mentorship platform is welcome to reach out to me, and I can add them to the platform, and they can post case discussions, see what's already been posted, and engage with that community. If they'd like a bigger role, we're happy to have them apply to be one of the next ASC BBGH Global Health Ambassadors. And so we're just open to anyone doing whatever they want to help our audience and promote that knowledge exchange.
Could someone share how many ambassadors that we have with the ASC and how many you hope to have in the future?
So right now we have two. So Dr. Yildiz and Dr. Aisha have been on for, this is their second year now. And our hope is to have two more join this year and then continue through 2025 if they would like to, and onboard the next two ambassadors. So there's a little bit of mentorship that'll go on with that as well.
Well, I thank everybody for their time and sharing this with us. Is there anything else anybody would like to add as we start to wrap up?
I just want to say thank you so much for your podcast. I forgot to mention this before, but the first podcast that Ashley did was the reason I applied for this ambassadorship, because I was always looking for these opportunities in Cyto. And when I heard this podcast, I was like, perfect. So you know what? I'm just hoping that someone else is going to get inspired like that from your podcast. So thank you so much.
And same here. I heard the opportunity on the podcast as well.
It's so good to hear. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you all for, you know, participating in this podcast. And thank you, Jamie, for coordinating, you know, getting everybody's schedule and making this recording happen. And have a wonderful rest of the day and week. Thank you.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Cytopath Pod. You can reach ASC on Twitter at cytopathology or via email at asc@cytopathology.org.